Nolte, Democrat Michigan Senate nominee Abdul El Sayed suggested the U.S. makes people resort to terrorism. By John Nolte on August 24, 2026. Democrat Michigan Senate nominee Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed, a.k.a. Abdul El Sayed, suggested to a group of supporters last year that America creates terrorism. Now that Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed has clinched the Democrat Party's United States Senate nomination. This clip from July of 2025, first reported on by the Free Beacon in April, has understandably resurfaced. Here is the pertinent part of his insane comments. I think the approach that we've often taken with terrorism has been to figure out how to leverage the might of the U.S. military to go in and root out, right, certain terrorist organizations, etc. And where that's necessary, that's necessary. But I also think we need to be curious about why those things happen in the first place. Like, what drives somebody to want to commit such a heinous act? And I think too often, the way America has engaged in the world has been that we set up this rules-based international order. And then we break the rules of the rules-based international order. And that creates a situation where there are a lot of people who look at us and say that's hypocritical and that's wrong. And I think the best thing we can do is be honest about that. When people feel some kind of way about what terrorism is, it's political violence, doing heinous things in pursuit of a political end, right? There is a level of pain and frustration and a level of lack of agency that they have to feel to do something so insane and absurd, right? And so I've often tried to ask, like, so what moves somebody into that? And how is it that we're behaving that may get somebody to think that we don't see them, and that's creating pain? Emphasis added. Sure, Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed described terrorism as heinous. But he also blames America for creating pain that he claims leads to terror and terrorism. And seems much more upset over that than over the terrorism itself. That belief, of course, is absurd, backwards, and justifies the worst kind of evil. America is the freest and most generous nation in the history of the world. We never had it coming. Further, let's never forget what terrorism, especially in the hands of Islamic extremists, usually is, not a declaration of war involving military targets, Pearl Harbor, but a cowardly attack on innocent, unsuspecting civilians, the World Trade Center, twice. The idea that America creates terrorism has no intellectual basis. Unless you refuse to embrace Western ideals and thought. Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed has an obvious third world mentality. A theocratic mentality where he appears to believe that offending someone's religion through building an air base or engaging in missionary work or feeding the hungry or liberating women causes extremist despots disguised as pious religious leaders to commit terrorism. Let's also remember that Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed pals around with leftist podcaster Hassan Piker, who has openly stated that he believes America deserved 9/11. We fucking totally brought it on ourselves. We fucking did. Abdul Rahman Muhammad El Sayed is bad news.